Okay, we're doing Hilchos Mesilas Yadayim. Virtually everyone washes with more than a revius for each hand, and therefore the chances of Mayim Tameim around is pretty slight, and that's why we don't really worry about a wetness on the handle of the washing cup, because it's probably tohor. More than probably, it's most likely it's tohor, because as I say, we don't really deal with Mayim Tameim. But there's one thing you do have to be makrid on according to most poskim, and that is if someone touches your hands when it's wet, you washed already, and your hands are wet, and you didn't dry them yet. If you dried them, according to almost all, you're okay, even if someone touches your hand once they're dry. But if someone who hasn't washed yet, we're talking about obviously, or even if someone that's not holding by eating, he's just walking by, and he touched your wet hands, then he's metame them. There's a din tuma on yadayim regarding eating a meal. And as I say, even if someone's not holding by eating, and he walked by and he touched your wet hands, and you washed with a revius, and you have totally everything's tohor, but a person touched your hands wet, he touched the wetness of the hands, so that in turn is metame your yadayim, and you have to wash over. You have to dry the hand completely first. That's also too complicated to explain why, but you can't just wash again. You have to dry your hand completely and then wash again. Again, if someone touches your hand before you've dried them, so you have to wash again. You can't just wash again though, you have to dry the hand, or hands, whatever the case is. You have to dry them thoroughly, make sure they're not toifach al manas latfiach, maybe it's called not thoroughly, as long as they're not wet enough to make something else wet enough that it would make something else wet. And then you have to dry them that much, and then you have to wash again. The Mishnah Berurah paskens though that when you wash again, if you made the bracha on Netilas Yadayim already, the Mishnah Berurah paskens you do not make the bracha again. There's enough of a suffix that maybe this halacha is not that clear that you have to wash again, meaning not enough to make you make the bracha again. And therefore, if you didn't make the bracha yet, your hands are still wet, you didn't make the bracha, so obviously you'll dry them, wash again, and then you'll make the bracha. But if you made the bracha already, so you'll dry them and wash again, but you will not repeat the bracha. That's the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah, not to repeat the bracha on the Tilas Yadayim in such a case. What? If the other person's hand is wet, it seems to be a consensus of the poskim that even then, wait, what's your question? If your hands are dry? Your hands are wet, so then if someone touches them, if your hands are dry, then it seems that even if someone else touched you and his hands are wet, you do not have to wash again. That's a chiddush, but that's what it seems like. If they're going through the halacha, if Shmuel Katz will agree with me, I don't know. If your hands are dry, you're okay, even if the other person's hands are wet.